Hi, this is Ryan George from the thing you're currently watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for the Emoji Movie that I made like half a decade ago, and then stick around after because I'll talk about it. While you're doing that, I'm gonna draw the poop emoji.
You said you had a movie you wanted to pitch to me?
Yeah, you're gonna like this one. So what's something that's a part of every young person's life these days?
I don't know.
Huh?
Oh, they like to poop.
Yeah, but also they use emojis.
Oh.
You see where I'm going with this?
No.
An emoji movie.
Oh, that's good, because they're super popular.
Very popular.
So what's the story?
The what?
The story, like what's the movie about?
Oh, yeah. I've got a bit of that in here.
Great.
Yeah, so the meh emoji doesn't want to be a meh emoji anymore. Honestly, it doesn't matter so much.
No?
No, honestly, I think people are going to be so pumped about seeing emojis, they're not going to care about story or character development or substance or anything like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so basically we just have all the emojis living in a city called Textopolis.
That is clever.
Right?
Because it's like he took the word metropolis.
And I changed the beginning to text.
Well, if the other jokes in the movie are as funny as that, I think we're in business.
They are. They're all at that exact same level of humor.
You have other examples?
Yeah, there's a moment where there's monkey emojis with briefcases and they're like, we have business to attend to.
Right.
And the meh emoji he's like, what kind of business?
Uh-huh.
And so one of the monkeys says, monkey business.
Oh my god, that is gold.
Because they're monkeys.
They are.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but this is incredible. I did great.
And can we include some, like, cool young people talk in the movie? I mean, I don't really know how young people talk these days.
Oh, I do, and there's a ton of that in here. Like, slay, NBD, hashtag blessed.
Good, that sounds like we're in touch with the youth.
Word.
And what are some of the other characters?
Well, Mez's parents have their own little storyline.
He has parents.
Yeah, they're also Mez.
So if emojis can have children, that means that they can...
The implication is that emojis have intercourse and reproduce, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it really makes you picture it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. So, any other important characters?
Yes, there is a poop emoji.
So like an animated piece of feces.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun for the movie to have a character that's an actual talking piece of shit.
And what's his role in the movie?
He's gonna make 4 or 5 poop-related puns.
Oh, pretty important.
And then also Meb becomes friends with the high-five emoji.
And what's he like?
Well, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a high-five? He's British and has an eating disorder.
Right, of course.
Eats so much candy, he vomits several times.
Just like a high-five would, and actually that gives me an idea.
What's that?
Maybe I can strike a deal with the creators of Candy Crush and have the characters go in their app.
I love it.
That's gonna bring in a ton of money.
Do you think people will be bothered by the product placement?
No, people love product placement.
Oh, well that's great, because I have literally nothing planned for the second act of the film.
Oh, so they can just go from product placement to product placement.
Absolutely, as many as you can get.
I can get a lot.
Perfect.
So let's talk about casting for the main character.
Sure.
Did you have anyone in mind for meh?
Well, I mean, I have a dream actor that I'd like.
Who's that?
It's a little nuts. I don't know if it's doable.
Just shoot.
TJ Miller?
Oh.
It must be impossible to get him though, right?
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Check this out.
Hello, you've reached TJ Miller's agent. Please say the title of your film after the beep, and I can 100% guarantee that Mr. Miller will star in it, no questions asked.
The Emoji Movie.
Done.
Wow. And this is really gonna blow your mind.
What?
I think we might be able to get Sir Patrick Stewart in this.
What?
How? Well, it's a kid's movie. He's a sweet old man.
Such a sweet man.
I think if we just explain to him that this is what the kids are into, he'll do it out of the kindness of his heart.
He would do it for the kids.
I honestly think he would if he thought it could bring them some joy.
What a great man.
Truly a saint.
What emoji should he play?
I don't know, maybe the piece of shit.
There he is, Sir Patrick Stewart, the poop emoji in the flesh, right? From the pitch meeting you just watched. In the words of the late, great Kevin Feige, it's all connected.
Kevin Feige's still alive. He's just delayed a lot of projects.
Apologies if I sound a little off today. I am under the weather, both in terms of I am sick and my general position in relation to the clouds. So this was the third pitch meeting I ever made, and one thing that really grinds my gears about these really, really old ones is the useless kind of swish and push transitions I used to put. I don't know what I was going for with those. I guess I thought it would make it dynamic. Like this one right here.
Pumped about seeing emojis. They're not gonna care about story.
There was no need to whoosh in a picture of emoji. There was no need to do that. Another thing I don't love about this one, I have decided to pick on myself today. It's one of the reasons you won't see me doing a lot of pitch meetings for comedies is I don't like making fun of jokes. It feels icky.
It feels a little mean-spirited and condescending, one comedy writer making fun of another comedy writer's jokes.
That monkey joke probably wasn't for me. It was for little kiddos that were like, hey, that's pretty good.
As an adult watching that, sure, it did make my eyes roll so far back that they came back up from underneath. So I do feel a little bad about the light jabs in this one, but retinal reattachments are really expensive, so we'll call it even.
On another topic, I obviously hadn't cemented in the fact that Super Easy, Barely an Inconvenience is a screenwriter line, and so producer guy says it, and boy does it feel wrong. Me in a blue jacket has no business saying that line. That's a line for me with glasses and a brown jacket.
What was I thinking?
And something I find interesting rewatching this is that whole TJ Miller bit. Sorry, that didn't feel right. TJ Miller bit.
There you go, that was pretty
dynamic. This is an example of a joke that I think worked pretty well back then, but just because of the years that have passed and the things that happened in those years, it doesn't quite hold up as it did.
See, back in like 2016, 2017, TJ Miller was in everything. The dude was all over the place. It was kind of absurd.
But not too long after this pitch meeting came out, things started to unravel for his career. There were some Me Too allegations.
He apparently also assaulted an Uber driver, made a false 911 call about a bomb on a train.
So he's not really in stuff anymore, and that joke doesn't apply to today.
If you're 14 years old now, that means you were about 8 years old when I uploaded this pitch meeting,
and you're probably not aware that TJ Miller was in a bunch of stuff back then. That made me feel really old.
But yeah, just something to keep in mind for any writers out there. How will your stuff age?
It's interesting to see that this joke that I really leaned into doesn't really hold up today. You can still get it from context, but if you saw this back when it was uploaded, that was a knockout topical joke.
Okay, question time, because I need to nap.
Some kind words, and then if you didn't have to worry about how the video performed, are there any movies, shows, or any specific pieces of media you would like to cover?
I don't know how well this answers your question, but there is one movie that I've avoided doing just because I don't know how the YouTube algorithm would take it. And that is a Vin Diesel movie called Triple X, because that would mean that I'd upload a video called Triple X Pitch Meeting. I think it would attract the wrong kinds of people, and I think they would give the video a thumbs down.
Some very kind words, and then what snacks do you mouth shovel while watching a movie?
Popcorn, candy, the used gum under seats?
Are you more of a savory, sweet, salty, or sour muncher?
I don't like that term.
Thanks again for being awesome.
At the movie theater, a bag of popcorn, a bag of Sour Patch Kids dumped into the popcorn. Shake it up. No further questions.
What was the process like for your collabs with MatPat?
Who approached who for each one, and were you both involved with the lines?
When we first collabed, I think it was on the Joker videos, it was a very kind of, I think his people reached out to my people and there were email threads and things were sent back and forth.
I think they sent me a script to read for their video and vice versa.
Over the years, it's gotten a little less red tapey and more just, hey, for the Five Nights at Freddy's cameo, I emailed him 3 days before the video went up and I was like, hey, I don't know if you're available, but this would be cool if you could do it.
And he did, and it was awesome, and I thank him very much.
Hey Ryan, very kind words followed by relevant, thoughtful question.
Nice and wholesome farewell.
Surprisingly insightful and well-worded response followed by a little joke and a quick cut to me ending the video.
Okay, thanks for watching. Leave questions down below, please. Bye.